This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I was out to dinner with some friends yesterday, and we've been home. We've been cooking for, like, you know, days, and I was like, you know, well, rather than pick up dinner, you want to meet us, let's go. And I figured since it was going to be a weekday, it would be a place that, you know, wouldn't be packed, and you know, because people have kind of started to kind of get this mask and shut down and lockdown fatigue. And it was a restaurant in the middle of the week, and every single table, the tables were separated. I think there might have been only 10 tables in the whole restaurant full. And, you know, I'm listening to some of the conversations, and I'm eavesdropping. And so it's not eavesdropping when they speak loud. And I'm listening, you know, while I'm listening to my friends talk, and, you know, I can listen to two conversations at once. And I'm listening, and I'm just hearing what some people are saying. And there is a lot of fear. Not a lot of fear with COVID, but a lot of fear of what's going to happen in January. A lot of fear of, you know, who's our president. A lot of fear of what's going to happen to healthcare, what's going to happen to the economy. A lot of fear of lockdowns. You know, and you heard, you know, some people giggling, and you know, heard some of the camaraderie, but you just kind of, it was like that unknown. And there was a lot of skepticism. And I heard somebody, and this isn't why I'm basing this, I think we've all seen it, I heard somebody say those damn doctors. Now, is it because they were looking at me and my friends, or is it because, you know, and those damn doctors? Okay. Whoa. I've dedicated my life to patient care. I've spent years and years and decades and hours of free time sweating and slaving over patients and not getting paid for it and taking the time that I take to see our profession now distrusted. I mean, what, you know, when I hear people bag on Dr. Fauci, whether you're pro-Fauci or not, I get ticked that people are, you know, starting to get mad at doctors. And I'm not trying to sit here and be, okay, I'll be nice to the doctor. But, all right, you know, physicians used to be in a position, and we lost it. And I will give you that. We lost this, some of our, you know, our right to do this. But what doctors used to be is we used to be very unique with the information that we had. And when we gave information, it was devoid of any Democrat or Republican ideologies. It was devoid of any financial gain. Would go to your house, would like, this is what you have. This is what I think will fix you. And the patient came first. I was trained, the patient comes first. Instead, we're seeing something different. We're seeing politics come first, or the narrative comes first. For some, hydroxychloroquine may work. For others, it might not work. A doctor who says that is probably, you know, a more sensible doctor than somebody going, oh, hydroxychloroquine works and the media suppresses it. Or hydroxychloroquine doesn't work and Trump is evil. When did doctors start to, you know, feed into the sensationalism? Well, it's because many of them, right, they see Dr. Oz, they see Dr. Gupta, Sanjay Gupta, right, they see doctors on Fox, you know, they see me, whatever, and they're like, well, I could do that. I could be on camera. I could be given an opinion. And so, all right, well, the medical community, you know, with a lot of our guidelines, with a lot of our standards, we all pretty much should agree on things. And no, it's not like that. So somebody might be on MSNBC, somebody might be on Fox, somebody might be doing their own YouTube channel, and they're like, listen to me, this is how it is. So as a non-physician or non-person in healthcare, you're watching all this, and you're like, Well, so this doctor says this, and this doctor says this. So what's the first thing people look up? Do they look up their credentials? Do they look up where they trained? Do they look up their specialty? No, they look to see if they're right-leaning or left-leaning. Nobody is screwing up healthcare more than those that allow politics to pervade into healthcare. Then what happened with Pfizer? I've been talking about Pfizer. I've been a fan of Pfizer. People have accused me for years of being in bed with pharmaceutical companies. I'm like, no, one, nobody ever invites me into their bed. You know, even Corey. But number two is if I think there's a good drug, there's a good drug. I like the Lipitor. I like prescribing Lipitor. AstraZeneca's Crestor is a good drug. If I find a good drug, I'm going to like the company. All right, so up yours. I'm going to support the company if I think it's a good drug. Well, then all of a sudden, Pfizer comes out with they have a vaccine, and they have 90% efficacy with very little safety concerns. Okay, that's some great news. Yet half the country's like, okay, really? You're bringing this up now after the election? Really? And they think there's financial gain. Others are like, oh my God, why didn't we hear about this sooner? Right? We've been closing down the country. We've been closing down, you know, pharmaceutical companies now, you know, now nobody trusts anybody. Nobody trusts the pharmaceutical company. Nobody's trusting the doctor. Nobody's trusting the doctors that are giving advice. Well, you have Dr. Osterholm, who would be in President Biden's administration, looking like possibly the Fauci of a President Biden's administration. And you have people already kind of mocking, really, we're going to be doing a national lockdown. He's recommending a lockdown. And so, you know, I've always urged doctors to not be political. I've also always urged doctors to not get involved with certain companies that could sway their patients, you know, or to have their patients separate from that. Because the second a patient feels like their doctor is giving you information that is to their interest or a political interest, you lose them. So here I am doing telemedicine. I'm seeing 20, 30 patients a day, and I have somebody with shortness of breath. And they call it, and I go, well, you know what? It could be COVID, but it could also be a heart attack. It could be congestive heart failure. It could be a pulmonary embolism. Okay, you need to get checked out. Did you say COVID? Yeah, COVID could be one of the symptoms of this. You're making more money because it's COVID. Well, actually, I'm not. I make the same amount of money whether you're having a heart attack or not. That's just kind of the way it works. And not to go into my... And they don't want to get seen. They don't want to isolate because they don't trust me. And I'm like, where did this happen from? Doctors, okay, get your acts together. All right, and if you are going to make a statement, all right, you know, make sure it's not politically charged because, you know, medicine isn't politics. Medicine is an art. It's a science. And even though we might disagree on the ways to address things, there are a lot of things we agree on. And patients kind of need some leadership and guidance, and we doctors have to step up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dolly here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. How do you spell resuscitate? R-E-S-U-C. I want to get this right here for this next. This one's not going to be a very, very popular topic. I have seen some threats by doctors on making people DNR to, shall we say, label them as patients that should not be resuscitated. And I think we need to talk about this for a quick second. So let me get this all ready here. By the way, big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. We really, really appreciate you guys listening. So here we go. Can your physician make you a do not resuscitate? And I just spelled resuscitate wrong. Okay. All right. Hold on a second. Let's get this started here. All right. So, okay. One issue that was brought up last spring was hospitals in New York, and again, I can't verify what happened, but there were reports that when the hospitals were getting overwhelmed with COVID, that the physicians were allowed to do not resuscitate and do a DNR order on that patient's chart. And again, I can't confirm it, can't deny it. I understand that during, let's say, a big catastrophe like the Boston Marathon bombing or another sort of disaster, triaging does happen. You know, physicians are trained on how to decide who to save and who not to save. And like we discussed in the last segment, all right, we're not supposed to use any political ideology. We're not supposed to, you know, if there's somebody I could save and they have a swastika on their chest, I save them. All right, I mean, we put all our feelings aside and we save them. And over the last few months, when there's been debates on lockdowns, I will hear flirtations with, you know, oh, then the doctor should DNR him. And in fact, a doctor yesterday, I think he kind of edited what he posted on my Facebook, but a doctor yesterday had basically suggested that if somebody doesn't follow the lockdown, they should be DNR'd when they get to the hospital. And that was a very, very, very frightening comment. I was alerted to it by a non-doctor who read that going, oh, they could do that? And so I think we need to kind of clarify what doctors can and cannot do, what doctors should and should not do, because deciding if a person lives or dies, yes, is up to a doctor. But if at all we're detecting there's going to be any political reasoning behind that, or they are going to judge you before that they make that decision, not only is that unethical, but that doctor would lose their license. So a DNR, a do not resuscitate order, exists because in the olden days, we would try to do whatever we could to save a patient. And as we advanced and we were able to use iron lungs or put people on ventilators and breathing machines or keep people alive during a coma, we found that sometimes we were keeping people alive who really were dead or brain dead. And so without the machine, they would die. Yet because they were alive right before they started to succumb to that and they were put on machines, etc., we believed that, well, you know, it's not that they were dead and we brought them back to life. It's that, you know, they were living, they started to succumb, they started to get worse, decompensate, and now here we are where we don't think they're going to make it, but they're still on the machine. And so as a medical student, it was very, very very difficult to watch your older residents and doctors make the decision, you know, and with the family of, you know, do we quote unquote pull the plug? And the decisions were a lot more difficult when you didn't have a patient's say, or you didn't have a patient's legal document or desires made known. Some might say, nope, I do not want to be a DNR. You just, you know, you keep me alive as long as possible. Others are like, no, I don't want to be in a coma for 6 months. You know, no, if I'm brain dead, no, that's fine. You don't have, you know, no, I don't want to be artificially fed. I want pain medicines, but I don't want to be artificially fed or artificially breathing, whatever. So I remember in the 90s, the DNR form was very simple. The first line is, I want everything done to, you know, save my life and keep me alive. And then the others are, I still want my life saved if it could be. However, I wish to not be resuscitated, you know, if the following. And then you could pick and choose. It was really easily read. They've changed it now, where it's almost like some of the papers almost look like default, where you're a DNR and you have to like say, wait a second, no. Okay, don't just DNR me. I want to make sure that, this gets done. But, you know, when people have asked me, you know, what does the DNR, description on your chart means? Well, now that it's computers, it all depends on the electronic software, but it's very well known because we don't want somebody resuscitating somebody who didn't want to be resuscitated. That's a big no-no, you know? So if somebody is DNR, we really want to oblige. But if somebody's not DNR, right, or they're DNR with some caveats, all right, you know, those need to be very well known, and they need to be very well known by the whole team. You know, I don't want to scare anybody, but when I was in training, I can't tell you how many times I saw, you know, staff go, no, they're a DNR. They're a DNR, so we don't do that. We don't do that. And I'm like, well, I think we are allowed to, you know, go and, you know, help them to the bathroom, or we are allowed to help them. You know, that I found that DNR description as, okay, we get to work less on that room. Now, that's not supposed to be the case, but unfortunately, you know, that the label used to be really big. It used to be on the chart, DNR, so you couldn't miss it. The DNR was almost bigger than the patient name on the chart. Now that everything's more private, you know, it's in a computer, and then, you know, staff has to kind of let people know. And again, good staff will treat everybody with the best health. But that quote-unquote DNR signifies that if things start to go downhill, they're not supposed to resuscitate. But that's the key word, resuscitate. It's not supposed to be deny care, per se. So, unfortunately, some people could misinterpret it. So, when this doctor had said, well, people who don't, you know, follow the lockdown, then when they're in the hospital for COVID, they should be DNR. Or they should sign a DNR. Now, we really start to trample on ethics. And we really now start to trample on what the DNR meaning is. And what I'm picking up from people is they might not want to sign a DNR. Now, when you start to hear rumors that, and again, I can't verify what happened in New York, but when you start to hear rumors that people made somebody DNR so they didn't have to take care of them, okay, that starts to scare people. And they're like, well wait, I want, you know, full court press. Just because it's COVID, people survive COVID. Don't be DNRing me. I still got a whole life to live. And I'm picking up from a lot of people this fear that if they go into the hospital, that their wishes will not be honored. Technically, all right, if you sign that form and there's a legal document, it should be. But the reality is if the hospitals are overwhelmed and they think you might be a DNR or whatever, yeah, they're going to help those that aren't DNR. And I find that very frustrating that it all relies on like a legal document. And the legal documents are not that now very easily read. Before it was easy. Do everything, or I'm a DNR, but just don't do one of the few same things. Now these documents are long and they're complicated and then they get interpreted a certain way. So technically no doctor is allowed to take somebody, right, that is, you know, nope, do full court press, you know, young, healthy, gets COVID and says, you know what? This was on you. You went to a party, or you went to a BLM protest, or you went to a Trump rally. You're now DNR. No doctor is allowed to do that. Okay? That cannot happen. However, if a hospital does become overwhelmed and they want to resuscitate you, but they can't get to you, yeah, there is a chance that you might not be able to get resuscitation because people are overwhelmed. Headlines are starting to come in saying hospitals are overwhelmed, there's not enough staff. So what do you do as a patient? All right, so here's my advice. Number one is, if you don't have your advance directives, if you don't have what you legally want, get it done, okay? You know, get that paperwork done. Make sure also that family members know it and have a copy, because if you're going to be out or in a coma or on a ventilator or whatever, you're going to need somebody speaking for you, and that person needs to know what your wishes are. Number two is, try not to get into the hospital. Right? Try not to be in that position, because if the hospitals do become a mess, you know, and let's say, you know, you're in a line or you're waiting to get in and then you end up dying, nobody can go back and go, oh, sorry, you know, I know you weren't a DNR and we were trying, you know, once you're dead, you're dead. So try to avoid being in that position where you are going to get sick. And, you know, and you are going to unfortunately need, you know, a ventilator and all that. You know, COVID has been unpredictable, and I get it. You see some people, they get COVID and they're fine, and they, you know, they get a cough and all that. Don't assume you are going to be the one where it's fine, okay? Assume you're going to be the one where if everything's going to go wrong, it's going to go wrong. And just plan for it, all right? That's the problem. Everybody plans for, well, the hurricane's not going to hit me, you know, or I'm not going to get into the car accident. Plan that you're going to have the hurricane or you're going to get into the car accident. Plan ahead, all right? And if, you know, you think there's going to be sick people around you, don't go near them. You know, if you think you're low on vitamin D and your nutrients, bone up. But that's the best thing to do. Try to get, stay out of the hospital. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some governors are beginning to suggest lockdowns may be returning as the number of COVID-19 cases continues to rise, threatening the nation's health care system. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine warning his state may have to lock down again if the numbers don't improve. When it comes to lockdowns, it's no surprise that Republican Senator from Kentucky Rand Paul is no fan of them.
In a free society, individuals make their decisions based on risk, and they will make their choices on how they choose to, whether they drive a car, whether they go to a restaurant, whether they wear a mask. These would be individual decisions. But in authoritarianism, the central authority tells you what to do and when to do it.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, President Trump set to speak in the Rose Garden regarding Operation Warp Speed at 4 o'clock Eastern Time. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senator Lindsey Graham, the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee, says the lawsuits filed by President Trump could show millions of ballots in Nevada were sent through state machines without signatures being properly confirmed.
In Nevada, they have a machine to verify mail-in ballot signatures. If you don't have a signature on a mail-in ballot, then it's useless. The machine was basically turned off. So they ran millions of ballots through this machine, voting machine in Nevada, and the signature component of it was almost literally turned off.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News. Trump 2020 campaign spokesman Kayleigh McEnany believes there will be a huge turnout this week for the Million Mega March. The march, beginning in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, will start at Freedom Plaza at noon and then end at the Supreme Court. Antifa will also be in Washington, D.C., hosting counter-protests. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's Friday the 13th, and I think this is like the second or third Friday the 13th we've had in the year 2020. And people always freak out, and they get superstitious. And we aren't going to have a full moon, because I think we had a full moon on New Year's. Not New Year's, I'm sorry, on Halloween. But Friday the 13th has had, many... roots to the superstition? You know, is it because, you know, Judas was the 13th person to arrive at the Last Supper? Is it that, you know, 13 is an odd number and you can't divide it by anything? And you, you know, is it because at the age of 13, many men in the Muslim cultures get a circumcision? You know, so 13 just, you know, doesn't seem to be a number that, you know, seems to, you know, come with a lot of glee. In Judaism, you get bar mitzvah at age 13. You know, but that's kind of rough because you got to go through all that and deal with family. So, you know, but Friday the 13th has apparently been so sensationalized in movies like Friday the 13th that now people think that if it's Friday the 13th, if anything's going to go wrong, it's going to go wrong today. And I think this Friday the 13th we're going to be okay because the whole 2020 has been a big cluster. So I just don't see why one day is going to stand out to have anything more of a cluster than anything else. But the day is still early, and by the time some of you guys listen to the show, hopefully the day is over, so hopefully we'll be okay. Now, has there been any science to this? Has there been any science where Friday the 13th is bad? Well, apparently there was a study in the UK that looked at car accidents, and they found more car accidents happen on Friday the 13th. And another piece of information that I really don't like to share, but I have to, is they found that female drivers did worse on Friday the 13th. Okay, stop it. Why are female drivers considered worse than male drivers? Okay, I never understood that. I mean, as an ER doc and family medicine doc, I mean, when I took care of patients who were in car accidents, the bad car accidents were usually the dudes. And you're saying females drive more, but I, you know, there is a study such as this one with Friday the 13th, right? This was a study actually out of Finland that said more women were more at risk than men on Friday the 13th to have traffic accidents. Okay, why would that be? Well, all right, not stereotype, and I know, you know, women get all kind of mad at me and I get stripped of my PMS privileges, but maybe, okay, you know, we women are responsible for a little bit more in the car. Okay, remember, we women are nesters. And even though we work and, you know, do everything and, you know, strive for equal pay and, you know, equal decisions in the house, we do kind of, you know, mother hen our living spaces. All right, so like in my house, my husband knows exactly where he could go, what he could do with the toilet seat, what he could eat, what he can't eat, you know, when the door has to be locked, what we do with the alarm. I mean, he just, you know, cat, you have to pet that cat. I mean, I do kind of choreograph the house. I don't think I do, but apparently, you know, everybody kind of knows what the, you know, if you spill something, you wipe it up. If you drop glass, you clean it up. You know, if the cat pees, you know, yell at the cat first. No pee-pee house, and then clean the pee-pee. So we have, you know, we have a regimen. In a car, cars like a mini house. If we're going to be driving to L.A., we're going to be driving somewhere, we're going to be in that car, then that car is our new home. So mommy kind of takes over. You know, that's what you need to do. This is what you need to do. You know, daddy's like, fine, as long as I can drive, fine. As long as I get control of the music. And I'm like, oh, man, but I want to listen to show tunes and Barbershop Quartet. You know, he's like, I'm driving. So I'm like, well, I'm driving. Let me drive. No, I don't want you to drive. It's like, let me drive. If I get control of the radio, let me drive. All right, that's why I want to drive. You could drive, but don't control the radio because I don't like your music. So we figure out our music and all that. But if a mom, let's say, is driving by herself and she's got kids, and the kids are sticking crayons up each other's butts and they're like, Mommy, he's hurting me, and they're fighting and they're whatever. Okay, moms are distracted. Because not only does mom have to drive, mom has to deal with the kids, mom has to be a referee, mom has to also teach him a lesson. No, you don't stick that crayon up somebody's nose or butt or whatever. Don't eat the crayons. They want to make sure everybody's breathing. So, you know, when I had the baby in the car, because you couldn't see the baby because the baby had to be rear facing, I had to drive like this so I could just make sure the baby was breathing. I put my hand, I have like messed up shoulders because I was driving like this so I could make sure the baby was breathing. Don't ask. And you know, so you're kind of distracted. And then, you know, you're also trying to follow the traffic rules. All of a sudden there's another sign, or there's an orange cone, or there's, you know, so I think women might be more distracted drivers. I know people go, no, the guys are, because there'll be some blonde driving next to them. No, I drive next to guys all the time. They don't turn and look. That means they don't look at blondes. I'm middle-aged, but they're like, man, of course they're not going to turn and look at me. So, personally, I think women might be more distracted, all right, because we have a lot more to do. We are a lot more responsible. You know, if you spill something in the car, You know, the average dad is like, oh man, well, we got to tell mom to clean it or mom's going to be mad. If you're the mom, you're driving, somebody spills in the car, you're going to try to start sopping it up because otherwise it gets dry and crusty. You see what I mean? So, you know, we're doing 70,000 things. Well, we just are. And so I do believe women can be distracted. Does that mean we're bad drivers? No. I think we know how to drive. I think we follow the rules. I mean, I read that book they gave you from the DMV. I read it front and back. Yeah, I did. And I even looked at the pictures. And I'm like, oh, really? So you're supposed to yield here. And, you know, that's what this line is. And, you know, those lines in the middle of the road, that's not the bike lane. You know, that's like a double line. Yeah, so yeah, I just want to make sure that I'm up on the rules. You know, so I think we women are good drivers. But Friday the 13th, okay, so here we are. We're in one of the crappiest years we've ever seen. Now, for some people, you guys think it's a great year. I can't tell you how many people said, you want to know what? 2020 worked for me. I got to work from home. I got to make the same amount of money. Right? I got to, you know, I got to vote in an election. The election went my way. You have people out there going pretty happy. But you got a lot of people going, really, what next? What next? What next? So what I suggest with Friday the 13th is relax. If things are going to go wrong today, it always, things go wrong when you tense. You know, I can't tell you how many times people have been in car accidents and they tense up a certain way. You know, if they think they're going to hit or run into somebody, and that causes more injury than if they kind of laid floppy. Now again, every accident is different. Okay, you know, it'd be nice to kind of hide from, you know, the car coming to you and all that, and it'd be nice for you to act. But sometimes our tensing up does worse. All right? How many of you were in the potty, right? You know, and you were like, okay, man, I got to get this stuff out. And all of a sudden, something happens in the house or something crashes, and you tense up and you pinch it and you run outside. Okay, now you have stomach issues for the rest of the day. So you got to relax. You got to take it easy. Have I ever urged anybody to stay home on Friday the 13th? Yeah. My patients who are very, very nervous, you know, and they're superstitious. Absolutely. Now, what about superstitions? Do I believe in superstitions? Oh, yeah, I do. I don't believe in Friday the 13th being a superstition, but I do believe in superstitions. You know, I told you guys, for some reason, my mom had said, you never put a hat on the bed. You just don't put a hat on the bed. And so we were getting ready for our Dr. Dahlia Show cruise to Alaska years ago, and my son threw a hat on the bed. And I go, don't do that. That's bad luck. And we were packing because we were supposed to leave early the next day, and it was already 11 o'clock at night, and they were all excited. And my son runs, and I had a heel that was, you know, upright that he kicked when he was running back and forth in the hallway. But then the next pass, the heels flipped over, and he steps right on the heel of the pump. And so the heel went into his foot. So I took him to my office, and I cleaned him out, and I sewed him up and all that. You know, we had a flight a few hours later, and, you know, we made it work. But, you know, I think it's because the hat was on the bed. And my husband hates that I bring that up, but, you know, other superstitions, like don't walk under a ladder. I think not walking under a ladder is because there's somebody that's going to drop something on you. You could have a 200-pound man that can drop something or pee on you. There's no reason to walk under a ladder. You can walk around the ladder. Black hats. I got two black hats. And they go, well, but if they have a little white tummy, and I go, no, my cats are all black. And I, you know, well, maybe one, her Lily area might be like a little gray now. I don't look too close. But I mean, they've brought me good luck, I guess. Or maybe not. I don't know. But yeah, I got two black hats. Maybe that's why, because you have one to offset the other. So I love them. So yeah, just be careful, guys. Friday the 13th doesn't need to be so scary. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product
Within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor, and the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's go to the phone lines now. We got Tom in Maryland. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Good, Doctor. It's been a while since I've talked to you. I hope you're doing well.
You're the retired police officer, right?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Oh,
Well, thank you again for your years of service. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you so much for the service you do with giving out great medical information to folks. I saw you on Fox earlier this year. You're still the hottie doc.
Thank you. Thank you. Get your eyes checked. So, yeah, what's going on?
Well, I wanted to comment. You're so funny. You were talking about female drivers. Yeah, I bet the Women's Coalition will be coming after you.
Yeah.
But, in my experience, I think it balances out. I found in my career that men are more aggressive behind the wheel. And then, of course, you get both. Sometimes you get women. But as a general rule, men are more aggressive behind the wheel, oftentimes causing traffic collisions. Women, I found, are more distracted, just like you said. I can't tell you how many times, to my shock, that I was behind a female driver, and they're putting on makeup in their rearview mirror in rush hour traffic.
Uh-huh.
Amazing.
I hate to say that. I've done that, too. And, again, I'm not trying to stereotype women, but, I mean, if I have to get ready for work, you know, and there's a mirror, if we're not supposed to be putting on makeup while we drive, there should be no mirror in the car.
There you go. But I think at the end of the day, it balances out. And lastly, you very astutely pointed out that relaxing is a big thing. And I think you're absolutely right. Again, based on my experience, you'd be shocked at how many drunk drivers who get into serious accidents walk away with no injuries, and the folks in the other car who weren't drunk are terribly injured. Now, that's not always the case.
Right.
But I was told that's because that they don't even see it coming. They're relaxed as can be, and that's what it counts. So I think what you said has a lot of validity.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird because you'd think you'd want to tense and brace, and you know, and we find that those who were, you know, just not noticing and whatever did, yeah, it's crazy stuff. Well, Tom, man, thank you so much, and you try and have a good weekend, okay, and have a safe Friday the 13th.
You do the same, doctor. Bye now.
Take care. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls and your questions, your comments. Okay, Brian wants to know what is going on in Washington, D.C. this weekend. Okay, well, I don't know if there's any concerts going on, but there is supposed to be a million MAGA march in D.C. Apparently, there are supposed to be over a million people, maybe even more, that on Saturday is going to descend upon Washington, D.C. To support President Trump. This happens, obviously, a week after news networks collectively had projected that Trump lost the presidential election to Democratic Joe Biden. Trump has still refused to concede the race, and there's been multiple lawsuits filed in terms of the you know, ballot counting. The GOP did receive a small win where the Federal Appeals Court of Philadelphia rejected an effort. Sorry. The federal court rejected. That's a new thing. Sorry about that. We have a couple little cases going on in Pennsylvania. The first one happened yesterday, where the GOP wanted to disqualify a small number of mail-in ballots that had come after Election Day, and that were unable to confirm their identification by November 9th. The ballots had been segregated pending the judge's decision, have not yet been counted, so they believe the disqualification will not affect the current vote count in Pennsylvania. Now, I believe currently they have Joe Biden winning over 54,000 votes in Pennsylvania, which is why news networks have called it. But Commonwealth Court President Judge Mary Hunt Levitt ruled that the Pennsylvania Secretary of State Kathy Brookvar lacked authority when she issued guidance to county boards of election to count mail ballots so long as voter IDs were confirmed by November 12th. Ms. Brookvar argued to the court that the guidance came from a provision in the Commonwealth's election code that allowed voters to prove their identities within 6 calendar days following the election. Because the Pennsylvania Supreme Court extended the ballot deadline to November 6th, then the deadline for voters to confirm their ID would be extended. But the Trump campaign disagreed. They said the deadline is calculated as the statute is written, then it pertains to the November 3rd general election. This deadline for voters to resolve proof of identification issues is Monday, November 9th, not November 12th. So it's not a huge win for the Trump campaign, but it is a win that there was, you know, some changes that might have, you know, been in favor for one versus the other. Now, you know, people keep asking me, you know, where are the Republicans on this? Are they getting close? You know, can they reverse a decision? Can they, you know, it's really going to be up to the states. And you can't use common logic with this. I know it makes sense, and I even had said it too, and I was kind of guilty of the same thing, saying, look, you know, it's as simple as this. Now, if you have a box of cereal, and there are some contaminated pieces of cereal in the box when you first open it, you don't just pick out each piece you think is contaminated. You have to assume the whole box is contaminated. You know, like with the fungus or whatever. Because, you know, just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. And if there is evidence of gross contamination, you have to, you throw out the box. You know, when we were talking about that company that was supplying lunch juices to the school lunch program, and they were using fruit from boxes with rotten fruit, well, any fruit that touched that piece of rotten fruit, you're going to have to throw out, even if that fruit looks okay. Because if it touched something that was contaminated, it could be contaminated. So that same logic goes to an election. If you have votes that were contaminated, and there are votes next to those votes that were contaminated, or the person who touched those votes is then contaminated, anything that person touched has to be thrown out or redone. And I don't like the idea of quote-unquote throwing out a vote, because we want all our votes to count. I don't want to think that somebody took my vote and threw it out. I want to know that my vote counted. But if you have enough contaminated pieces, then you need to redo that election in that state. To me, it's a no-brainer. The problem is the arguments that people are going to have are, well, you know, we only found two ballots from dead people from that one person, so that it's not going to change the election because Trump is still behind by 55,000. And the thing is, if you found two, if you found that somebody was already altering two, how do you know how many they altered or not? And so the proof of, see, everybody's innocent until proven guilty, and understandably so, but so you have to assume that just because they found two, that's all there is just those two that were found. But if somebody's already messing with the ballots, how many more ballots could they have done? Which is why I really think it has to be an all or nothing. I mean, if we find fraud in an election, the election gets redone. And it just keeps getting redone until there's no fraud. Just keep doing it again. Keep doing it again. There's somebody in there that's, you know, messing with the, you know, you don't let the results stand. I mean, same thing with Ohio. If somebody said, Dr. Dahlia, I think, you know, the Republicans might have cheated in Ohio, then it went to Trump, then we do then redo Ohio. I mean, we all need to feel confident that the election process works. I mean, we don't want to think that when we send in a ballot, it's going to be altered or changed or thrown out or not counted. That's why we're America. So from what I understand, they are still fighting, but it is going to depend on if the courts are going to take those pieces of evidence as enough to cause another election. You and I might think it's a no-brainer. There was cheating. Then we redo the election. But for others, they might say no, because the cheating only involved maybe 1,000 ballots, so it's not enough to make a change. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.